You know, the other thing I haven't even mentioned yet is nursing home costs, because there are so many more people that find themselves maybe out of work because they had to take early retirement, and then maybe there weren't other opportunities to generate the same type of income that they had. You see this situation, you say, well, how are you going to take care of yourself? What are you going to do as far as if you're in an assisted living facility? I mean, do you have any sort of insurance that takes care of that? If not, or even if you do, chances are the amount that it's going to take to live in one of those facilities, I've seen estimates as, you know, higher than $100,000 a year. So if we go back to our Charles Schwab example and said, if you need $100,000 a year, that's, you know, basically between $8,000 and $9,000 a month, you've got to take that $230,000 estimate and multiply it by 8 or 9 times. So you're going to need well over $1 million just to even be able to afford your accommodations in one of these assisted living facilities or nursing homes. It's gotten out of control.
There's a lot of important principles here, and it could almost be a little overwhelming or a little scary. I mean,